the Lord. If you believe Jesus saved, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, let's be on our feet as we pray and ask God for his life this morning. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. He's a mighty God that we serve. And we're going to sing, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore.
Oh, yes.
Heaven, angels bow before.
I say, what
a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah,
God
we serve. Hallelujah, oh, heaven and earth adore.
Heaven, angels bow before.
I say, what a mighty God
we serve.
Who is wonderful?
It's Jesus.
Who is marvelous?
It's Jesus.
Who is
beautiful? It's Jesus.
Shout hallelujah, oh.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah, oh.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah, oh.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah, oh.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah, oh.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 15:16. 1 Peter 1:15-16. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy as I am holy. I want you to pray this morning. Father, anoint me daily with your holy oil. Pray. Anoint me daily with your holy oil. Give me grace to live holy. And to do only those things that are pleasing unto you. Only those things that are pleasing unto you. Give me those things that will bring sin into my life. Father, help me to avoid them. Anoint me with your holy oil. Anoint me with oil of joy. Anoint me with oil of gladness. Give me the grace to live holy, to do only those things that are pleasing unto you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, pray, pray. Open your mouth. Ask God for that grace to live a holy life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We will pray for our children. I've used this passage during testimony time. Psalm 144 verse 12. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. That our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of the palace. We are going to say, Father, bless our children. Let them excel in their generation. Let the spirit of excellence come upon all our youth. Everyone that has come out of our loins, including those children that can be considered categorical children. Father, let them come. Bless them. Protect them from the evil of these end times. Protect our children, O Lord, from the evil of these end times. Shield them from the prince of the power of the air. Lord, when our children travel, let thy blood cover them wherever they find themselves, Father. In the name that's above every other name. Pray for those missionaries outside. Pray for them. All travelers, let's pray for them. The Lord of harvest will send forth laborers into this harvest, and there shall be abundance in the house of God. Abundance of souls, abundance of blessings, In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can have your seat. The topic this morning is the priority customer. The priority customer. Tell your neighbor, I am a priority customer. Yes. Matthew 15, 21 to 28. The priority customer. Matthew 15, 21 to 28. I read from New International Version. So you can just follow me. Leaving the place, leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him, crying, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word. So the disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying after us. And Jesus answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. And it came to the hearing of the woman. What was her response? The woman came, knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. And then Jesus replied him, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said. But even dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Say a better amen. Amen. I don't know whether you have had the opportunity of traveling in a business class before on an aircraft. You know, I've not had the opportunity of recent, and the reasons is quite obvious. But in those days when I was still a faculty member of the University of Lagos, and we traveled on an official trip, it has always been business class. They never buy tickets for us as lecturers and buy economy, no. So up to the time I was to buy the ticket personally and come to America, I never experienced what was economy. It has always been business, you know. And you know, for a very long time that I've been traveling, I didn't even realize that there are two classes, you know, and that we are treated differently until I was coming to America and I have to buy the ticket on my own. So most business classes that I've traveled on, is not that I pay for them. But what I want to know is that the moment you take your seat in this cabin, you notice that you are not flying economy. The attention paid to you is different. Before you have enough time to settle down, the crew comes. A crew member will come with assorted drinks for you to cool you down and to relax. While you are still on that, another crew will come. We greet you, call you by your first name, introduce himself or herself to you as the person who will be responsible for your welfare on board. He or she gives you a meal and drink menu and gives you time to review them. They come back later to take your order. As soon as the aircraft reaches cruising altitude and the captain turns off the seatbelt sign, the crew walks to the border, to the border between the business class and the economy class, and draws the curtain. Do you know that? They draw the curtain. They don't want you to be seeing what is going on the other side. Why? They try to block and to block any economic class passengers' prying eyes from seeing that sometimes multi-course meals that are served for your enjoyment. The crew will feed you until you are fed up and will suggest food and drinks options to you that you don't even need. There was a case of a man of God traveling on a first class. After they have fed him and everything, they kept on bringing alcohol to him. And at a stage, the man of God wondered, said, look, stop bothering me with alcohol. Go give it to your pilot. He said, pilot is on duty. We can't give it to him. He said, as a man of God, I'm on duty 24 hours. So please take your alcohol away. But that is the nature of first class. But what happened in the economy? In contrast, no one greets you when you are seated in the economy cabin. Has anybody greeted you? No, they don't greet you. Do you get a menu for meals? Do they bring menu for you and say, this is what we have? Choose from there. No. There will be two options in most cases. And if your option isn't available or is finished before food gets to you, then it is too bad. No? And when you are sleeping, they don't wake you up. They won't wake you up. And suddenly, I woke up on this economy aircraft one day. And I told him, well, where's my food? And she bluntly told me that the food has finished. Yeah, that's economy. I wanted to be mad, but I said, Daddy, she, because of food now, you'll be shouting. So I just bear the hunger. You know, that is economy for you. So if you are given a bread roll and it drops on the floor by mistake, they might tell you to wait until others are served. And if bread remains, then you can get a replacement. They will give you food they believe should sustain you, not the quantity that will feed you, no. Just something to sustain you until we land. If you press the button to request attention from a crew to serve you a drink, it could take them several minutes before they come. Whereas in the business class, someone is actually coming to ask you periodically if you need anything else. You see the difference? If you have traveled both classes and have seen the difference, which I have, you will agree that the business class passengers are the real customers of the airlines. And the rest of us in the economy are only admitted to the aircraft on compassionate grounds, in quotes. The real people. Now that's why they call it business. Okay? So what I'm trying to say is that the way the airlines treat their priority customers is the same way heaven treats you when you give your life to Christ. The Bible says there is joy in heaven when you surrender your life to Christ, and thereafter everything that Christ has is shared with you. The Bible recorded that. He said there is joy in the life of every sinner. There is joy in heaven for every sinner that surrenders your life. And if you think that is not the case, let's look at the case of the prodigal son. What did his dad do when the prodigal son returned home? He was a sinner. Then suddenly he returned home. He repented. There was an acceptance. There was celebration. And it was overwhelming. That's exactly how it is when we give our life to Christ as well. Everyone in town knew that something had happened and a massive celebration was ongoing. The decision to give one's life to Christ is not small. It is the best decision that anyone could ever make in his or own lifetime. It's an eternal life rather than external damnation. Matthew 15:22-23. The Bible says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, my daughter is severely demon possessed. But he answered her not a word. And the disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, as she cried after us. So it was not usual for Jesus to ignore anyone who needed help. Okay? But in this case, the Bible says he answered not a word. Why? Why? Because according to Jesus' words in verse 26b, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. So in other words, neither this woman nor her daughter was a priority customer. Because they were not born again. They were not part of those Jesus has been sent to. She cannot be regarded as a priority customer. So Jesus was just, he didn't answer her. So in other words, like I was telling you, neither of them qualified for the first class attention that the woman was asking for. The kind of attention that was reserved for you and I as the children of the kingdom. The woman was not qualified for it. You know. And at times when I review everything that goes on this airline, I don't blame the airlines, you know, for giving such priority attention to business class passengers. On the average, one such passenger pays as much in fares as four economy class passengers put together. Because I didn't have the difference, because I didn't know the difference between the economy and the business class fares, when I was to pay personally, that was the first time I'd be paying for an airline, you know, ticket. It was when I was coming to America on my own. This is not an official trip now. We are migrating. We got our visa. Everybody's going. So they call that place Churchill. I don't know whether we still remember that place in either VI or so, or Lagos. I think it's VI. Churchill, Churchill office. Big office, mighty building. That was where we have the office of the KLM. So I went there. I said, yes, how much is your ticket? I'm going to America, five of us. Check something for me. Normally, they will check the economy class. I said, no, I don't travel economy. What do you mean? Why do you give me this type of? Check the better one for me. Lo and behold, while the economy was, because it was one way, the economy was 105,000 naira then, no, 150. Then, one way for business was 445,000 naira per person, and five of us. I just said, okay, you know what? Good, I know the price, I will come back. That was why I never go back to that place again. And I started looking for, you know, agents, all these flying agents, flight agents. Why is the price so different? Is it because I went there alone? Let me see your own price. By the time the agent brought his own, you know, this time he's also going to ask his own commission. It was no go area. That was when I realized there is a difference between being a priority customer and being an economy customer. I thank God for our lives today that we are children of God and we are priorities. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what we are saying is this. If you are given a bread roll and it drops on the floor, I've passed that, sorry. So what we are trying to say is that it's not usual for Jesus to ignore anyone who needed help. But Jesus Christ ignored this woman and her daughter. Why? Because they are not a priority. They are not priority customers. Okay? So you know the irony is that if business guys don't pay such priority fares, they will receive none of those priority treatments. So what we are saying, what does a child of God need to pay to receive priority attention reserved for him or her? What? The answer is nothing. So that's the difference. Nothing. Because Christ already paid with his blood. Salvation comes to us free of charge. All we need to do is to say yes to receive eternal life, and all associated benefits are added unto us. Praise the Lord. All associated benefits are added unto us. For example, what are the benefits? Divine health. Praise the Lord. Divine favor. Divine protection. Divine wisdom. Divine breakthrough. Divine peace. Divine guidance. And so on and so forth is added. Why? Just because you are a child of God. In Romans 8:32, the Bible says, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Our problem is that we do not have faith. Before you even pray about it, you have doubted that you can't receive it. You have doubted that it is not possible. A man of God told us a story of how a dead man was brought to his church during a revival service. And within his mind, he was telling them, why is it that people love giving me problem? Who told them I can raise the dead? They should have taken this man to the hospital. Why are they bringing the dead man? Dead, real dead. They said he collapsed and decided to rush him straight into the revival ground. He said, you should have taken this man to the hospital. He said, but as he was ruminating what to do, God told him, just touch the man. Just touch. Don't do anything. Nope. Because he said, what type of prayer am I going to pray? Just touch the man anywhere. Just lay your hand on the man. He said, but he didn't have the confidence. He now asked everybody, close your eyes. Close your eyes. You know, start praying. So everybody closed their eyes and then he just touched the man. And the man just sneezed. He said, life came into him immediately. He said, is there any other dead person in the house? Why? Because he obeyed God. Do you know that some people, even when God has told them, just touch the man, they will still doubt. They will not do it. Jesus has already paid the price for us. You say what you want, and it shall be so unto you. Amen. Are you aware that you are a priority customer in God's kingdom? Did you know that God would do anything to shield and protect you against enemies? If you don't know that, open your Bible to Isaiah 43, verse 4. Isaiah 43, verse 4. Isaiah 43, verse 4. Are we there? Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give you people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Can you imagine that? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at King James Version. I'm sure this is King James. Yeah. It said, since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. There will be substitution. Say amen. Amen. Instead of you dying, somebody else will die in your position. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So the only thing that prevents passengers from enjoying the business class treatment is that they don't pay required fees. The only thing that prevents a child of God from living a life of abundant peace and prosperity is that we do not pay attention to the will of God. Do you agree with me? We don't pay attention to the will of God. Romans 6:1-2, the Bible asks, shall we continue in sin? That the grace may abound? What is the answer? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Praise the Lord. We are dead to sin. How come that should be living in sin again? So if you live in sin, this is the time to get off that path. This is the time to ask for God's forgiveness. This is the time to get on board the priority level reserved for you by God. God is waiting for you to turn a new leaf and be who He created you to be. Brethren, as we yield to this call, heavens will back us up in the mighty name of Jesus. Heaven will showcase our status unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. We are priority number one. In anything you do, we are what? Priority number one. Because we are children of God. This morning, I don't want to waste your time because we have a man of God in our midst who is here just to bless us this morning. And I pray that the blessings shall be permanent upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. So I want us to rise up this morning. Let's be on our feet. So the question is, are you a priority customer? Or you are an economy customer? Which one are you? Talk to God this morning. The price has already been paid to occupy that priority seat upon that aircraft. The price has been paid. What we only need is His will to do the will. Ask God, ability to do your will, Father, grant unto me. Many of us, we read the Bible. We hear the word. Are we doers? One of our brothers has preached to us concerning this issue sometimes. Gio once told us, that sister is not lovable, but God said you must do what? Love. I have tried my effort to make sure that brother lives in peace with me. All my effort has proved about you. Jesus said, love him. I receive the grace to do the will of God this morning so that I can assume my priority seat in the kingdom of heaven. I receive the holy oil to live a holy life. I receive the oil of joy all my days. Let the anointing of the Lord come upon me. Let the joy be multiplied concerning my life. The only thing that prevents passengers from enjoying business class treatment is that they don't pay the required fares. The only thing that prevents a child of God from living in abundant peace and prosperity is that we do not pay attention to the will of God. So we cannot continue in sin and say the grace will abound. Father, give me the grace to be dead to sin. To live a holy life, Lord, I receive the anointing afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive the anointing afresh, Lord. Let me abound in your love. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We are going to pray against barrenness. When we are not doing the will of God, barrenness can result. And barrenness can be of all forms. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. That is the promise of God. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 14. The moment you give your life to Christ, you're supposed to be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. You are going to say, I say no to barrenness in our midst. I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. I declare fruitfulness into my life. To the life of my children, into my ministry. Declare fruitfulness this morning. I shall be fruitful. Financially, I shall be fruitful. Physically, I shall be fruitful. My health will not depart from me. I shall never be barren. In the things of God, the word of God, I will not be barren. Talk to God this morning. I am a priority customer. I am not in the economic class. No. The price has already been paid. The price has been paid already. I just thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.